This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We know that people who do temp work or so-called casual employment inherently lack job security, but there's new evidence that temp work, especially blue-collar temp work, can be especially dangerous. By one estimate, about 3 million people do temp work in America, and reporters at the Spanish-language broadcaster Univision have been looking into this. Tomas Ocaña is special correspondent in the investigative unit at Univision News. Tomas, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're looking into this issue. What prompted you to want to look at this further?
We found out, as you said, that there are 2.9 million temp workers. They have no health insurance, no holidays, no sick days. And we also find out that they are more likely to get injured. Because when an accident happened and a temp worker is injured in the job, the warehouses blame the agencies. And then the agencies, they argue, well, I'm not with the worker. I cannot take care of him. Actually, we talked to a former manager of an agency, and he asked us not to reveal his information, but he explained to us that that's exactly the reason why the companies hire temp agencies, because they get cheap labor and they don't have to give them benefits or take care of them.
Tell me about what your investigation found when it looked into what happened at a sugar plant in Pennsylvania.
We followed the case of Janio Salinas. He came to the United States in 1990, as lots of immigrants did, and he was hired through a temp agency, and he died buried in sugar.
He died buried in sugar.
He was unclogging the sugar because the sugar gets stuck, and they go on the top of the sugar to unclog it, and something that they shouldn't do. We talked to the regional manager of OSHA, and we found out that not even the Department of Labor has been there in the factory after the accident.
Now, so many of us turn to temp work by choice. Others are forced into temp work. But it's your sense that dangerous temp work disproportionately affects Latino workers?
The majority of the temp workers are Latino. We talked to lots of them. They're mainly Latinos because if you're undocumented, you're not going to go against the company. You're not going to say anything. And that's the sad part. They're taking advantage of that.
Tomas Ocaña is a special correspondent for Univision News' investigative unit. Its work on conditions involving temp workers was done in association with ProPublica. Tomas, thank you.
Thank you very much.